Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A Central Texas girl fighting for her life at a Fort Worth hospital. KRLD's Andrew Greenstein has the update.
On Sunday, shortly after taking a swim in the Brazos River, a girl named Lily May started having a headache, which was followed by a fever. From there, her condition worsened to the point where she became incoherent and unresponsive. Her parents rushed her to the emergency room, and she was later airlifted to Cook Children's Medical Center. There, the family got the grim diagnosis. Lily May had contracted primary amoebic meningoencephalitis caused by a very rare brain-eating amoeba. It normally kills people within 5 days of infection, but Lily May continues fighting for her life. According to the Lily Strong Facebook page, though, doctors say there's nothing more that they can do on their part.
And also in the news, the lesson of the day for the former superintendent of the Dallas County Schools Agency, crime does not pay. KRLD's LP Phillips joins us live to report it's time for the former school chief to pay up. LP?
Today is the day the judge said Ricky Dale Sorrells has to report to a federal prison and begin his 7-year sentence for bribery and taking kickbacks. Sorrells was the superintendent of the system that ran the Dallas County school buses, but while he was on the job, he was on the take. A company that sold camera monitoring systems convinced Sorrells to take a $3 million bribe to land a $70 million contract, a boondoggle that broke the Dallas County school system. Earlier this week, a federal judge signed off on an order to make Sorrells repay at least some of the money. The government took custody of cash, jewelry, a Porsche, and a Maserati. Reporting live, LP Phillips News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Well, they're now down, we're told, to about 200 potential jurors as attorneys and the judge try to seat a jury. This in the murder trial of former Dallas police officer Amber Geiger. The judge wants to seat a jury by the end of the day today. The defense doubts that they can get a fair and impartial trial in Dallas County, given the publicity. Geiger is accused of killing a man when she went into the wrong apartment after work last year. A member of the Texas State Board of Education wants to see gunshot first aid training in all public schools.
Georgina Perez's district includes El Paso and part of Odessa. She says it's not enough just to have faculty and first responders to have the training.
The immediate priority is to stop the threat, to stop the shooter. And the number of minutes that takes, EMTs cannot get into to help the injured. And in that time, our young people, our families, our parents, our teachers are losing massive quantities of blood.
Perez says she would like to see blood control kits in every classroom so teachers and students don't have to run to a designated area while an active shooter is in the school.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on KRLD.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere for the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.